237.
PAI toll free line, and our phones will be working tonight. Last night we had some technical difficulties. We managed to, surpass those. And we're here at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, the 2013 edition of this fantastic yearly event that if you love the ideas of liberty, you are missing out. If you're not here in Nashua, New Hampshire this weekend at the Crown Plaza Resort, we've got women in bikinis. We've got ladies here and all kinds of great folks. I was referring to our audience. And got a great audience as well that no doubt will be getting a little bit larger as the night goes on. And there's just so much to do here at the Liberty Forum. I'm overwhelmed, as usual. There's just, you know, more than one person can possibly take in. Thank goodness. We've got people here with video cameras and they're recording sessions and actually even streaming some of the sessions over at freestatenow.com/live. So if you can't make it here this weekend, and it's not over, we got a full day tomorrow and a little bit Sunday morning as well, you can still get a flavor of what's going on by listening to the show, because we're going to talk to interesting people here tonight throughout the evening. And we'll be starting this evening with Chris Lawless. He is also known as Ron Paul's freaking giant. And good evening, Chris.
How you guys doing?
So what happened? What did this meme get started that you became Ron Paul's freaking giant?
It started on the night of the New Hampshire primary in 2012. They took a picture of me standing on stage with Ron Paul and a bunch of people, and the picture cut my head off. And the person in front of me was rather short, and there was an article posted on BuzzFeed that says, I don't know who Ron Paul is or what he stands for, but he has a freaking giant on his staff, and I'm voting for him.
Nice. Yeah, so, I mean, you know what I saw? It really did for whatever. Now, you're not a small man. I mean, you're a substantial man in the sense of what,
a giant, you might say.
6 foot six.
Five.
And, 350?
Wow.
I'm just guessing.
350.
I'm just guessing. You're a big man.
350 is way pushing it.
275.
275.
275. Okay, so, you know, wrestling weight, you're 350.
Absolutely.
And
in this corner.
So,
when they took a picture
of you with a short person, you probably did really dwarf everybody else. I mean, you were standing above, you were a head above everybody else.
Absolutely. And a lot of people go, are you upset about that? And I'm like, you know what? I have a good sense of humor. It was funny.
Sure.
So it was good fun, and you know what? It actually is allowed me to like talk about a lot of stuff. And people start asking, "What is Ron Paul? What is libertarianism?" It gives me an opening to start, you know, talking about what we believe.
Indeed. No, so, Liberty Forum,
you're the organizer of this event. I didn't get a chance before Mark jumped in to properly introduce you. You've been organizing the Liberty Forum for several years, and you always do a spectacular job, and you keep coming back for more, which may mean you are a masochist. Because,
it probably means that, yeah.
You know, because you're always being pulled in different directions. Somebody always wants your attention. You don't have time to, you know, barely think at all to yourself for a moment.
Yeah, that is true, and it's actually, so my wife will be pleased for me to make this announcement on air, is I won't be doing it next year.
Oh boy.
You've said that before.
That was the last words of my wife's mouth yesterday. She goes, if you run it again, you're in trouble.
Well, all right. So now the big question is, to whom will the torch be passed?
I don't think officially it's been announced. We're still talking about it. Yeah. I'll probably be peripherally involved to help out. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, I want to help Liberty in New Hampshire. I want to help the Free State Party. So I'm probably going to help in some way. This is my fifth year running, and it's a lot of pressure.
It's been a good run. Yeah. No doubt about it. Now, tell me about the numbers. You'd mentioned to me earlier that we're on track to exceed last year.
Oh, absolutely. We're probably going to overpass 500. We actually are probably going to run out of badges. We're actually making a run tonight.
Wow.
It's fantastic. The energy is just as high as ever. I think we have a really eclectic group of speakers, a diverse group of speakers.
Yep. And we'll be hearing from some of them tonight here on the show.
So it's exceeded our expectations. It actually, this year seems to be run the smoothest as well. We've kind of worked out kinks we've had in the past. Mm-hmm. And we try to keep them invisible, but we're definitely, even internally, it seems smoother and it's fantastic. It's a great event.
There are a few really nice touches that, I mean, longtime goers of this event will notice, like the name badges are now double-sided, so you don't have to deal with that problem of a name badge flipping over. And that's a little thing, but it's important.
Absolutely. That, you know, John Maltz gets all the credit for the lanyards and those badges. He kind of like talked, we talked about the flip thing, and you're always asking, oh, sorry, I forgot your name. It's a small thing, like you said, but it means the big thing. And
yeah,
it's those things that we try to tweak to make it a better experience, because people are paying money and we want everyone to have a good time, but we want to make sure that, you know, it's a smooth time too.
Now, this is a premier Liberty event as far as they go in the United States. I mean, there's a top five perhaps out there, and the Free State Project has two of them, the Porcupine Freedom Festival and Liberty Forum. One of the things that you've tried to do all along is to make sure that there's not too many repeats as far as speakers go. You've pretty much done that again, right?
Yeah, I think there's only two repeats. To me, it's just kind of a, I don't want to call it a pet peeve, but a thing that I want to hear diverse opinions myself. Sure. And I think that we don't want to hear the same speaker all the time. We do want to have our community hear a different slight point of view. And I think it's healthy for us. It's healthy for them. And I also think it spreads cross promotion and we get new audience.
I agree with that. Yep. So, but at some point or another, and this has to, this is the challenge I'm wondering that you're facing. Are you running out of new good speakers?
I still have a list of like 30.
Okay.
Nice. Like literally for next year, if someone wanted to take that list, we'd only have like one or two repeats.
Wow. And that would include people that are big enough for keynote addresses?
Absolutely. We are. So it's actually funny. As we go through keynotes, you know, sometimes they're busy with a certain date or, mm-hmm. you know, monetary issues come up. So I still have a list of probably 8 or 9 keynotes that could, you know, keynote themselves. So there's still a large list, and of course, not every name is going to make everyone happy, but there's still a large list. And again, like I said, diverse opinion. You don't have to agree with someone to enjoy their speech and maybe, you know, take a different point of view.
And we'll talk about some of the people that are on, you know, doing the speaking here this evening. But who is your favorite? Who was the one that you were excited to, you know, I just want to see? But you had to have your favorite.
Yeah, I wish I could see a speaker.
Right.
it's actually funny. I wanted to see Jeff Tucker today, and I missed that. Luckily, it was recorded. So
I've got a little surprise for you. It was awesome.
Yeah, I figured as much.
It was really awesome. I mean, the guy was engaging and funny, and it was just incredible to watch him.
Thanks, Mark.
Yep, no problem.
I'm actually looking forward to Essam tomorrow.
Yeah, I got to meet him today.
I met him today.
I didn't get to meet him.
This is the artist. He's the guy who, for our listeners that don't know, Essam is the guy who is now infamous for putting up posters surreptitiously all around New York City, something like a few dozen posters that totally lampooned the New York Police Department, the drone thing, and really it was an amazing campaign. They came after him hardcore, and they're charging him with multiple misdemeanor charges regarding, like, you know, basically they get upset if you use their logo without permission is essentially what this is. And I invited him on the show, of course, when I met with him, and he told me he couldn't do it because of the law situation.
Okay.
You know, usually a lawyer will tell you, don't do any interviews. And he wants to do an interview, but he can't do any interviews.
Okay.
So I gave him my card, and I said, when you're able to do interviews, give me a call.
All right. I know. Yeah, you're excited about this guy.
Apparently he's allowed to talk at the Liberty Forum, but not actually do any kind of media.
Yeah, we had many discussions beforehand.
So what's going to be recorded and what's not?
Correct.
Okay. All right.
And he's a great guy. I met him earlier today. And
cool.
Most of my exchanges were via email, and it was great to meet him in person. And I would say the second speaker I was kind of looking forward to, again, it's not one of our regulars, is Steve Cooksey.
Yeah.
DiabetesWarrior.net, right. He's the paleo guy.
This is the guy who had the blog, right, that got shut down by a judge or something?
It wasn't like South Carolina or North Carolina?
Yeah, because he's not a registered dietitian, and he was giving diet advice.
Right. So you can't talk about diet advice on your blog unless you've gotten our piece of paper that says you're a dietitian.
Yeah, absolutely. So
fascinating story.
So it's a different type of speaker than we're used to, and I thought it would be great to, you know, a lot of paleo people, you know, half you turn around, everyone's like, I can't have bread. Bread's the evil. So we have a lot of paleo people, yep. And I think it would be great, you know, to bring him up. So
there's, lots of speakers here at the Liberty Forum, and I think that brings a lot of people in, and I know people really enjoy it. But, you know, for me, it's the opportunity to stand out in the hallway and talk to people. And there's just so many people to talk about. And they each come with their story. They came with the thing that's motivating to them. And that's what I find fascinating.
Yeah, the vendor room was packed.
It was hot from all the body heat. It was hot. Yep. I'm just incredible.
Chris, do you have to run, or can you stay?
I do have to run.
All right. Thank you, guys.
So everybody can eat.
Thanks for coming by, man. Always appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Chris Lawless, organizer of the Free State Project's Liberty Forum. That's where we are. We will continue broadcasting live from here in moments. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com. Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983. Sending real food to your real future.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. We're here at the 2013 edition of the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Of course, we'll take your calls about anything you want to discuss. 855-450-FREE. And if you love the ideas of freedom and you aren't here, you're missing out. Now, if you're in the New England area, it's not too late. You can still get here. There's a full day of activities happening tomorrow. But, you know, come on out. Pay the one-day fee. It's not that much to get in here for just a day, and you'll get the chance to meet hundreds of like-minded people, people who get it when it comes to the ideas of freedom, and you'll meet all kinds of new faces. I mean, maybe if you've been here before, the thing is, every time you come back to one of these, there's always new people here. When I was in a session today, I was in the, I guess, it, what do they call it, non-political activism session, and I always love asking this question. Whether I'm at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum or at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, I like to ask, who all has never been here before? Who's first time? And half of the audience, every time I ask it, no matter what event, no matter which audience, it's half of the people are here for their very first time. So that, to me, is a really encouraging thing, that every year there's new people coming out to this. New people are hearing about the Free State Project, and they want to come check it out. And Allie Havens is with us. Hello, Allie.
Hi, how's it going?
Hey, great.
What do you attribute that to? What do you? Why do you think there are more people coming every year?
I think it's just, you know, well, obviously some people come and then they don't come back the next year, but that doesn't mean they're not still interested in the Free State Project. I think it's just that the word's getting out about this movement and how successful it is, and people are really excited about it, and they want to come see what it's like. So every year there's always a new batch of people that are coming to check it out. So 855-450-FREE, again, that's the toll-free number here tonight. You cannot use Skype because we're on location. We just don't have that ability out here, but we will take your calls, and you don't have to be calling about the Liberty Forum. That's just happens to be where we are all weekend long. We'll be doing another live show tomorrow night, and there have been a number of great things to do today. Allie, when did you get here?
I just got here tonight.
Oh, really? Like moments ago?
Yes,
okay,
moments ago.
So you haven't had a chance to do much more than just say hi to some folks.
Then, right. Well, I walked in, and I immediately saw a bunch of people who I know, but, you know, people come to New Hampshire, and they'll get their feet wet in activism here, and sometimes they'll go off and do other things, and it was really cool to see people who I haven't seen for a while, and it only took 5 minutes to run into 10 different people.
Well, you know, and as a, this isn't your first time.
No, I went last year as well.
Okay, so last year, first time?
Mm-hmm.
What was it, how is it different coming to the second Liberty Forum?
I feel like I already know more people, so it's more comfortable the more people you know. So it's nice after you're the first year, you have a lot of fun, but you know that the next year is going to be even more exciting.
Right, because then you see the people that you got to meet the first time around. And I know that one of our listeners who drives a truck, Mark, said something nice to you last year.
Aaron?
And, you know, because you introduced him to some people, and he really appreciated that last year. And, you know, now this year it's much more comfortable.
I think people expect me to be like a prima donna or something and not talk to them here at the Liberty Forum. It's like, why would I do that?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
look.
Sometimes being charismatic doesn't necessarily mean you're nice in person. I think that people get burned that way, so they don't want to meet their heroes.
Yeah, I suppose, you know, in my real life, I am not a celebrity, and I'm not a celebrity here. I'm just some guy who, you know, does a radio show and grows pigs.
Well, I like to think that way too, but the reality is some people think differently about that. And so I was experiencing a little bit of that last night.
People get paychecks, you know, like they don't run their own business like we do.
No, I mean, some people who are fans will think differently. And so I was experiencing a little bit of that last night, like, OMG, it's Ian Freeman kind of thing. And that it's, you know, it's hard for me to deal with because I feel the same way
you don't like that.
Well, it doesn't do anything for me. I don't get any ego out of that. I'm not interested in
that. I try to be gracious.
But does it make you uncomfortable?
No, I'm better at being comfortable with it now. Like, I expect it to happen, and it's just kind of, it is what it is. I would used to maybe try to bat those down, saying something like, oh, I'm just a man with a microphone or whatever. This time I'm just kind of just letting it slide and just let's move on and talk about something else. But
the things that people want to talk about are interesting.
Yeah.
You know. The petty celebrity that we might have in the Liberty movement. Not interesting.
I'm not a celebrity. I just do a radio show, and anybody else could do this had they chosen this path in life. So So, Allie, what are you looking forward to? I mean, you've got a full day of activity tomorrow. Obviously, there's going to be some good times to be had tonight. But is there anything in particular that you've got planned or you want to see?
Well, some of the stuff I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to actually be at, but luckily it's all being recorded.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really excited to see Tom Woods speak.
Right.
So,
Well, you can't. You don't think you can?
I don't know if I'll be able to actually go to it.
No. What, do you have to work or something?
I do, but it's okay. The beauty of cameras, right? They can
That's
capture
true.
It from me later.
I know you're a huge Tom Woods fan, so I'd imagine you're going to do everything you can to come out to that.
And there's no shortage of Tom Woods stuff on the internet. So
That's right.
Well, I saw him walking around earlier. I mean, a lot of people...
Talking about a nice, gracious guy, right?
Yeah.
And gracious.
A lot of people were upstairs earlier. They had one of those kind of just... They bring out the little portable bars, and they rolled them out into the lobby, and people were, you know, buying drinks and socializing. And, of course, we have to come to work, so we don't get to do that stuff, but...
Man. Speak for yourself.
Yeah, it's a good time. So 855 453 again is the number. Earlier today, I had the opportunity to be on a panel with Pete, and actually the panel turned out to be me and Pete. But we were talking, Pete Ayer from copblock.org, we were talking about non-political activism, and there was a decent amount of people that turned out for that. And we kind of, last year we did a civil disobedience panel, and this year it was a much wider focus, you know, just talking about everything that isn't political. And really, that's almost everything, because politics is just that one niche of working within the system, kind of doing political actions and running for office. And then there's all this other activism out there, you know, street theater, there's doing outreach, there's creating media, there's civil disobedience and non-cooperation, there's behind the scenes kind of technical activism. I mean, there's just so much. I mean, you could throw agorism in there. Somebody also brought in unschooling as a topic. So some less visible than others, but, you know, there's a whole world of opportunity. Opportunities. Not everybody has to be excited about politics, and I think the Free State Project kind of gets painted with a political brush, and I feel like that's an unfair assessment. I feel like there's a lot more to this movement.
It's easier to tout the success sometimes of what's happening politically because you can put numbers on those things. But when you talk about a free stater opening a business,
mm-hmm.
I mean, what are you going to share? How many profits they made that
year?
I mean, I would, you know, I think that would be okay to do, but. People like to hear about the political action because it's sort of like the tip of the iceberg. They know, hopefully they come to find that there's a lot more going on, in like a less political sense. With the activism.
Yeah, and really the best way to get a feel for that is to come here and meet some of these people that are doing a variety of different exciting and interesting things. Mark, what did you see today, if you had a chance? I know you were schmoozing all day talking about Free Talk Live.
Yep. I've got a little handout here where I'm telling everybody that, you know, my audacious claim is that Free Talk Live is the single best way to do liberty outreach, that we are the most effective liberty outreach method. Available today, and that you can help us by going to amazonus.freetalklive.com.
You're not supposed to give that out on the air, but
bookmarking that and holding it.
You just did it.
Yeah, it's over. You think Amazon's listening?
Hopefully not. Anyway, you can go to shop.freetalklive.com, and that will accomplish the same thing. But so you didn't answer my question though. What was
Jeffrey Tucker? It was really, really amazing to see his speech. He, you know, it just kept going. He could have gone all day.
And at some point, he'll be coming in here to do some talk radio with us.
That's
so
right.
We'll continue in a moment. Allie, always great to have you on Free Talk Live.
Thanks for having me.
Enjoy the rest of your evening, and we'll come back with more from the 2013 Liberty Forum in moments.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We're here at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum 2013 edition. It's a great time. Hundreds of people, something like 500 people are here, and they are enjoying each other's company, meeting new friends, new neighbors, new people, having just made the move, too. Met a guy who literally just showed up. He sold his house and wherever it was, and now he's here. So there's always that. It seems like that happens every year, whether it's the Porcupine Freedom Festival or the Liberty Forum. Like, somebody is really new. They just showed up, just literally arrived in New Hampshire, and are really excited about what's going on here, because they should be. There's nothing else like this. And we've got Pasha Roberts with us here. He is the director... Producer and producer.
Yeah.
Writer? Did you write?
No, I wrote parts of it, but Steve Schwartz, it was our screenwriter, our L.A. dude.
Of the Silver Circle movie, or shall I just say Silver Circle? Is there a the in there? There's no the. Okay, silvercirclemovie.com is where you can go. And there's more than just about your movie, by the way, on that website. There's a blog that kind of covers, you know, like, liberty activists and stuff that's going on.
Yeah, we do. I mean, at Silver Underground is the blog that goes along with it, and it's really active. We have some really fun bloggers who cover all kinds of stuff from a lot of drone stuff, a lot of TSA stuff, all kinds of various liberty activism types of things.
You guys have brought on the Muslim agorist, Avi Barker, yeah. as well, who I like his work. And he also did me the favor of doing a review of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree on your website. So it was kind of cool to be able to, yeah. you know, promote the fact that Silver Circle Movie took some time to watch Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree.
Yeah, I mean, cool. Silver Underground is kind of at the middle ground between, you know, pop culture and movies and liberty activism and, you know, and financial stuff. I mean, so we cover a range of those things. So we have, like, you know, Tinfoil Tuesdays. We have, you know, blogs about all kinds of various conspiracy theory stuff and generate some conspiracy theories sometimes too. And, you know, Pop Friday and Rebel of the Week on Wednesday, that kind of a thing.
So yeah, I like the Rebel of the Week.
There's some amazing cool. things people are doing out in the world. It's just, you know, calling them out. It's just, you know, even if it's a school kid that stood up to his superintendent or something.
Sure.
So
now great. You guys, now SilverCircleMovie.com, you guys had a premiere last night, and I want to get to talking about the movie here in a moment, but you've been to these events, these Free State Project events. This is definitely not
years.
Yeah, I don't know how many years, but at least three that I can recall, I think.
Well, yeah, a long time. Yeah.
So, and I presume that you're also going to other events and promoting this movie. It seems like you guys are pretty good at getting out there and really hitting the streets and going to various different Liberty events. What makes this event different from the other ones?
Well, with this and with Porkfest, yep. there's a lot more of an ingrained sort of grassroots feeling. That, you know, people are here. You can tell there's a kind of a local feeling. There's a community feeling that if you go to, say, Freedom Fest in Las Vegas, mm-hmm. people are interested in the ideas, and they'll pay a lot of money to have Stephen Forbes speak or, you know, something like that, or have Judge Napolitano talk or something. Mm-hmm. But it's people are kind of more focused on big breathy ideas, you know, that they'll read at some, you know, on a blog. It's almost like reading a blog. And here is like being part of a community as part of like a, you know, we know people and, you know, we're hanging out and people are doing goofy things. So it's
not to say that the people here aren't talking about ideas.
Oh, those are huge here. Yeah, but it's just kind of ingrained in action.
But right, we've got doers here. We've got people who are actually out there putting these ideas into action. And I forget who I was talking with last night about this, but it's like, hey guys, you don't have to talk about this stuff anymore. We're actually doing it in New Hampshire. This is beyond the idea phase at this point.
Yeah, it's not theoretical. I mean, it's not like the inside the Beltway kind of libertarian thing, you know, which is a kind of a tragic irony sometimes, you know, with and we love the guys that, you know, Reason and Cato and all that, but it's really different when you get inside the Beltway and get inside of that whole malfeasance of, you know, of conflict. So it's fun being outside of that, and it's fun being outside of Hollywood making a movie too. I love being away from that.
So let's go into the movie here. Silver Circle Movie. It's animated, computer animated. And where did the vision come from for this?
I cooked it up around 2008 when the first, you know, the mini economic crash happened back then. And when things started going down, especially when Lehman Brothers went down, I said, you know, this could be, you know, we'd already were an animation studio making little short videos about economics and finance. And so let's make this into a full-blown movie and tell a real emotional, character-driven story out of this. And this could be really fun. And pretty quickly we realized that by the time we would be done with this thing, nobody's going to care about what a, you know, a CDO is or, you know, the details of that. And there's actually deeper things afoot with money, Federal Reserve, with sound money. And so we actually went into, you know, we made this, brought the story one level deeper and brought in the Federal Reserve as the bad guy. And
neat.
Yeah. And it's the only movie I've ever, the only fictional movie I've ever seen where the Federal Reserve is the bad guy, although they're the world's ultimate bad guy. I mean,
sure.
It's more James Bond than anything.
Well, what do you think makes him a bad guy? I mean, defend that statement.
You think of a 100-year-old secret society that controls the money supply of the world secretly and only gives out, you know, gives favors to selected friends, you know,
yeah, I
impoverishes wonder how those who they don't. In the movie, we make them far worse.
Sure, it's a movie. You got to have conflict.
Yeah.
And but like action conflict. But I mean, I think that most people, when they think about a U.S. dollar, don't think of the Federal Reserve. But it says it right across the top.
Yeah. Yeah. It's actually, you know, and at this point, the Federal Reserve is sustaining large government. They're the reason that large government, reason that war can actually happen is that they're creating this money that goes straight to the government and straight to create this kind of thing. So it's the reason for all this bad stuff that we're talking about, that we have a fake money supply. And
it's true.
What happens in the movies, you know, that's collapsed. Those games always collapse. You look at history. This it always happens, you know.
Oh yeah, the Federal Reserve Note is going to collapse.
Yeah,
fiat,
mathematical.
Yeah, fiat currencies always collapse. They have about a 40-year on average life. There is basically one glaring example that hasn't collapsed in that amount of time. That's the pound sterling. But I mean, even by its name, it's a dead lie. There's not a pound of sterling in a pound sterling. So I mean, I think you could call something that is now worth $1.50. Versus a pound of silver. I mean, that's an incredible. It's 10 troy ounces in a pound. That's about $300. It's worth $1.50. I'd call that a collapse.
So back to the movie, again, SilverCircleMovie.com. So the genesis of the idea back in around 2008. It's now 2013. I know you screened the movie last night. We couldn't go, unfortunately. I wanted to, but we were doing the show. To a sold-out crowd. And in fact, I had heard that you had to like upgrade to a larger theater or something.
Yeah, we sold out twice because of that.
Wow.
And our Boston screening is almost sold out. The nationwide release is happening in a month from today, actually.
That was going to be my
New York
question.
City. So, yeah, we basically are going to hit. I mean,
is it done? Are you going to tweak it anymore?
I've got about one more week of all-nighters to tweak the thing. And then it has to go out to be turned into a digital format and get locked down. So,
so
that's it. So,
I mean, I'm the executive producer for Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. And, you know, comparing what I had to do to what you have done for this film is like night and day. You have put so much more effort. I mean, obviously, a fictional movie, you don't just get to do what I did and have an editor cut together some activist footage and put it to music. Not that Bo Davis did a bad job. He did a splendid job. But, you know, it's a short process of production for a documentary, at least like I did, compared to this fictional film. So obviously you've got a pretty decent budget. You've been promoting it a lot. How do you fill up a theater in Boston? Like, what are you doing to get the word out? Is it going beyond the Liberty community, or is it just all Liberty people who are coming to see this?
We actually go out to three different communities. We, you know, there's Liberty World, who've been awesome supporters, and we have a lot of Facebook friends in that world. The silver and metals, precious metals world have been really good to us.
Sure.
And those people are largely libertarian.
They're
almost
the same,
monetary.
Yeah.
They may have differences in some social issues. It depends on the person. But they're really, really supportive. They know the dollar's going to crash. And we actually do a lot in the comic book and animation world.
Right, because you have a graphic novel.
They have a graphic novel that goes with it. And these people, they think it looks badass. The characters are fun. You know, it looks like a cool animation movie. And we showed it at New Orleans Comic Con this December.
Oh, right on.
A big audience, sold out audience there. And
smart.
There were people that hadn't, they don't know anything about the Federal Reserve. They just thought it was a fun movie.
And
they liked the romance, they liked the explosions.
Yeah.
You know, they
and perfect way to sneak the message of freedom in there as well. Silver Circle.
That is our evil plan.
Yes. SilverCircleMovie.com. Go there. Check it out, bookmark it, and learn more. Pasha, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for being here.
There's more Free Talk Live in moments.
He's Jack.
She's Connie.
And now that we're at that age where the kids are out of the house.
Finally.
Jack.
What? Now we're free to do what we want. And since we have Consumer Cellular with their affordable cell phone service, we can reach the kids anytime.
True. Consumer Cellular's plans start at just $10 a month.
Try Consumer Cellular risk-free for 30 days by calling 888-300-SAVE. And Consumer Cellular is the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members, so be sure to ask about your special discounts.
And there's no contract, so we're not tied down.
Like we were when the kids were still home?
Exactly. Switch to Consumer Cellular today. Plans start at just $10 a month. Call right now for free activation. That's a savings of $35. Plus, get free shipping. No matter how much you use your phone, you'll save with Consumer Cellular. And save yourself from cell phone contracts, too. Call 888-300-SAVE. That's 888-300-SAVE.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. and it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to Neofera.com, spelled Neofera.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at Neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Happy 2013 Liberty Forum. Haven't given you the website yet for it. It is nhlibertyforum.com. Go there, learn more about this wonderful event that takes place on a yearly basis here in Nashua, New Hampshire, where you get to meet hundreds, no exaggeration, hundreds of people who love freedom all together in the same hotel for an entire weekend. We're only about halfway through this event. I mean, there's a full day of activities tomorrow. Speakers, panel discussions, luncheon, dinner. I mean, this is... The food, by the way, is very good here.
Yeah, the food's really good. I mean, I didn't come for the food, but yeah, it's good.
It's nice to have good food. And so that's happening. Of course, we were out the other day because on Thursday you don't have the meals in the hotel, but that starts on Friday, so we're on that day now. But yesterday we were out getting some food at a local pizzeria, and Charlie Shrem came by from BitInstant.com and joined us for some lunch. Always nice to have you, Charlie.
Yeah, those calzones are very good.
They were, and pretty cheap, too. So, BitInstant.com, you are one of the founding members.
Yep.
CEO?
Yep.
Okay. Now, obviously, we've talked a lot about BitInstant here on Free Talk Live, since you guys are our sponsor of the program. It's a great product. I mean, you guys are allowing people to connect with Bitcoins to actually get, in some cases, someone's first Bitcoin. One of the easiest ways to do it is BitInstant.com.
Yep, you got to make it easy for people to want to get involved as soon as possible.
So what do you say when people, because I think a lot of people are still held back, they're reticent about getting Bitcoins. It's a little too complicated for them. You know, they'll look at a website like BitInstant and they'll say, I don't know what to do. You know, they have to read it, right?
Yeah, of course. Well, first thing, we have to make it really easy. So I think we may do like a website revamp to make it a little bit more easier mm-hmm. for people to see that and try to understand more Bitcoin newbie friendly.
Now, Bitcoins are you know, the innovations are at a breakneck the speed. And, you know, 2 years ago when Bitcoin was at about the I think Bitcoin reached its highest point today.
Yeah, we're celebrating.
Yeah, it's a big day.
$30 reached silver parity yesterday.
It reached silver parity, and now it's at its highest point ever, I think, or darn close to it.
Super close, $1, $2 away.
Yeah, and, you know, but 2 years ago when it was that high, I think it was 2011, and it was, you know, there were just, it was hard to get Bitcoins. It was difficult to buy them. Now things have changed so greatly. Do you find yourself, like, attempting to keep up with all the innovations in Bitcoins?
It's very difficult. There are so many new startups and new companies and new people that are innovating in so many different fields of Bitcoin. I mean, last year, Liberty Forum, it was just one person representing Bitcoin here. And now we have two sponsors, two different tables, and over 10 people here that work in Bitcoin full-time every day that are here at Liberty Forum.
Well,
it's
not
amazing
to mention the vendors that are accepting Bitcoin as well. I know that I've been working at the Free Keen table, and somebody came up to me today and asked, hey, can I get one of those two-way radios you're selling? And I'd like to pay with Bitcoin. I said, sure. I pulled up the blockchain.info app on my cell phone and brought my code up, and he scanned it, and boom, Bitcoins were in my account.
There's no better feeling right now than to be able to walk up to a booth and say, can I pay with Bitcoin? It feels so good because you work so hard during the week, you know, back home, and here you come to events like these and Liberty and everything. It's amazing.
Well, now you were at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. That's where I first met you. You've not been to one of these before.
No, this is my first year.
So now, wasn't it true that people were talking in the Bitcoin community after Porkfest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, that the Porcupine Freedom Festival was like the biggest Bitcoin accepting, Bitcoin related?
Still holds the record. Holds the record.
This has got to be a close second. I mean, this is pretty good. A lot of the same folks from the Porcupine Freedom Festival are here at this event. The only thing is, this event, it has to be smaller simply because you can't fit 1,000 people into this hotel.
Yeah. The good thing about Porkfest is that everyone's camping around where the vendors are, so you really feel like you're in each other's lives, and spending Bitcoin becomes a normal thing. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I wake up at 8 a.m. I don't even have my coffee yet. I'm able to pull out my cell phone and pay for it with Bitcoin instead of having to bring like a wallet of singles and everything and then change, and I've where to put it, and I hate carrying change. It's the most inconvenient thing to do in the world.
Sure.
Yeah, and it just sticks in your pocket, and as it moves around, sometimes
such
it falls
a hassle.
Out.
I feel like a janitor in my elementary school with like 1,500 keys in my pocket.
Yeah, I think that it'll get faster and easier as apps get better and better to pay with Bitcoin, and no doubt about it, but it seems like the currency of the future to me.
Well, the innovation happens because, you know, you're talking about so much going on, and, you know, we've seen some Bitcoin sites come and go, too, so like, because all of that's happening, inevitably it's not all going to succeed. Somebody's going to screw up. They're going to have a bad idea or whatever. But the thing is, you don't have to ask anyone's permission to get into this. There's no gatekeeper. There's nobody that owns a copyright on Bitcoin. There's no licensing. You know, if you want to create a Bitcoin website, you just do it. You don't have to ask anybody.
I have that poster in my office of Gavin Anderson saying on the forums, he said, you know, if you have a great Bitcoin idea, what are you waiting for? An invitation? Just go and do it, because it's like an empty playing field. There's nothing there. There's so much innovation that can be done.
Yeah.
So many ideas for startups. If you have a cool idea, get involved in Bitcoin, no matter what your talents are, and there's so much to do.
Now, I think this is a question that a lot of people ask, and I'm just going to ask it, and I'll let you give your answer. But, you know, Bitcoins have been rising and rising. When Gavin Anderson sat down with us a few years ago to talk about Bitcoins, they were worth 20 cents a piece or something like that. And now we were skeptical, and we didn't buy any at that time. It would have been really nice if we had just loaded up. But and it would have been harder to buy them. The Bit Instant wasn't around then.
Even 30 cents per coin is taking a risk at the time. You're like, oh, my God. Should I spend 30 cents per coin?
Now, where's Bitcoin going to stop? Where is the train ride going to go as far as how much are they going to be worth?
You know, I've been asked that question a lot during this Liberty Forum. I think because generally it's rising and people are trying to see what the insider view is. But at the end of the day, a lot of people have different ideas, and there's really no way to predict. It all depends on where innovation goes. And I think 2013 is going to be a big year. Where we're going to see the government maybe speak back at Bitcoin, hopefully good, possibly bad, but I think it's going to be the year for that.
Right, governments around the world have
started
tickled and looked at Bitcoin and that kind of thing. And up to this point, other than that one senator, whatever the heck his name was, Schumer,
I don't know.
The one senator that said Bitcoins are bad, Silk Road drugs. You know, like he just didn't. He was like an incoherent boob. Tubes moving drugs.
He wanted to
shut
down the internet at one point.
Yeah, right. This fella. But other than that guy. Basically, all the governments that have looked at, and all the governmental agencies out there that have looked at Bitcoins have been like, huh, This is interesting.
Finland and France, yeah.
Yeah, they just don't have anything to say about it. They don't realize it's going to eat them alive, apparently.
I want to ask you about a competitor. The Bitcoin vending machine showed up at the Liberty Forum, and that's something that wasn't at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. There's a lot of buzz about it. What do you think about this thing?
I think it's an amazing product built by such talented and amazing developers and hardware specialists. The Harvey brothers, Zach and Josh, I've known them for a while, and they're super great people. And Matt Whitlock, he's one of the most talented developers, I think, in Bitcoin. I think it's an unbelievable product. I really hope that they make some great deals with this is what I think they should do. I haven't really spoken to them about it, but I think if they can take this product and mass produce it,
mm-hmm.
And figure out how to run the overhead, and if they can get it in, maybe call up a semi-small chain store at first that has one store in each city, try to get one in each one, I think it's going to increase a lot of foot traffic to these stores, because you already have in the major cities hundreds of Bitcoiners who have Bitcoins and they want to spend it. So just because of that, it's like a voting block in a way.
So I haven't used it yet. I've only heard people...
I wouldn't use it today.
I'm so addicted to it.
Right. I've only heard people talking about it. Tell me what it's like.
Okay. So you go up to the machine, you push a button. It says, hello. And then you scan your barcode from your phone and just put it right up there. The machine scans your barcode.
QR code.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I don't know these things. And, you just get it set up. I have my Bitcoin spinner, and so I have the thing up there and scans it. And then I enter, just take some money out of my wallet. I took a $5 bill, rolled it in, and it just moved it onto my phone.
Wow.
It was really that easy. Oh, we had to push the button one more time.
Okay.
And then the blue button. That was it.
Incredible. It was surreal. I think it was easier than
know
using
I was done.
An actual ATM machine. I think a good commercial they should do, and this is another idea. Guys, I hope you're listening to this, but you should make a commercial where two people split screen are walking up to an ATM machine and a Bitcoin vending machine and see how long it takes for the regular ATM machine to take and the Bitcoin.
How fast does it take for BitInstant.com? How fast does it take to just make a deposit there? Because to make a deposit and get Bitcoin, so what's that process like?
I had someone email me today and say... how easy it was, how he just walked into the store, and as soon as he got back on his motorcycle outside, he had the money in his Mt. Gox account.
Yeah.
Usually for Bitcoin address or Bitcoin to email, 10 minutes more than that, but between 30 and 40 minutes generally.
So you just go to Bitcoin.com, BitInstant.com, you choose where it is that you want to make your deposit, tell them where your account is, and go and make the deposit at that place. Is that right?
Simple as that. If you don't have an account yet, just type in an email address, and we'll put the money in a wallet and send it over to you.
Is there better and worse ways to do it if you're in the United States?
There are many ways. I think if you want to be able to take the money straight from your bank account, a good company right now, another competitor of mine, Coinbase.com, you can pull the money straight from your bank account. It takes 3 to 4 days. Your limits are a little bit lower. The prices are better than ours. But
I've heard you're going to compete with them soon. Is
hopefully
true?
Soon. I don't want to say my secrets yet, but we're working on it.
All right. Looking forward to hearing about
that. 2 weeks, hopefully.
Well, and now that taking money out of a bank account, that's probably convenient for a lot of people, but it's also an issue of sort of privacy. Bitcoins have a lot of privacy.
Sure. It's a trade-off at the end of the day.
Charlie, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live. Always appreciate your expertise and the interest and excitement about Bitcoin, because it is exciting, and you can tell it's palpable here at the Liberty Forum. I mean, how many people like the Bitcoin? Come on. Audience?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. See, they like it. All right. BitInstant.com. More coming up here in moments. Hour number 2 is on the way. We can take your calls if you'd like to make them at 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
Quantum vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system. On a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple, with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.